Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics. Here's your host, Kyle Charter. Purdue's spring practices will come to a close on Saturday with this game at Ross-Ade Stadium. What we learned the last month, let's take a look as we preview Saturday's spring game on the Gold and Black Radio podcast. Kyle Charters here with Tom Dienhart, only 23 hours and a half hour late of when we usually record this podcast due to my own scheduling issues. Hey, Tom. The spring game will be on Saturday. The Boilermakers got started with spring practices on the last day of February, which somehow feels like a year ago, basically. Who has stood out to you during these last 5 weeks or so that you feel like has really, you know, maybe made a step forward and can solidify themselves as potentially earning themselves a spot in the fall?
Yeah, February 28th does seem like an eternity, doesn't it, buddy? Here we are, like you said, during the spring game. And I think for me, Kyle, a lot of the guys who really look like they could be players may have solidified at least a significant role in the fall are the transfers, beginning with Tyrone Tracy, Decatur Central product. Of course, went to Iowa out of high school. He's looked really good this spring, my friend. Not just at receiver, but he's also going to work as a running back. And I think Jeff Brom told me once he may carry the ball 6 to 8 times a game. So he's going to have to be a dynamic weapon. He's looked good. You know, Scotty Humpich, the transfer from Murray State at Leo. I know the staff's excited about him coming off the edge with Kydron Jenkins at Leo as well. And Reese Taylor, the cornerback from Indiana, Indianapolis kid. I think he has a chance to forge a role back there in the secondary, which has been really banged up this spring. So those are some guys that have really sort of caught my attention. Just a lot of attrition. Kyle, you've done this a long time. You never want to put too much positive or negative on what you see in the spring. Sometimes it's a win if you avoid serious injury, right? But again, the transfers in my eyes at least have really, you know, caused me to sit up and pay attention and think these guys could really be contributors in the fall.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of guys over the last 20 years that have been spring football practice stars and spring game stars who, you know, have turned out to not really be contributors, or not contributors in the same way that they were in the spring. Some of that is because there are injuries to frontline guys, so other guys have to, you know, get some meaningful snaps. Unfortunately, that has been part of the story and a big part of the story for Purdue this spring, right? It's just almost the numbers and the names of the guys who are not out there as much as the names and the numbers of guys who are out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, the secondary, which I alluded to a moment ago, and the receiving core, probably the two units that have been most impacted by injury this spring. Again, cornerback, Kyle, at practice on Monday, there are only two scholarship cornerbacks dressed for practice, and they're both transfers, Reese Taylor, Bryce Hampton from Adams State. They've had to use backup quarterbacks, Kyle, as de facto cornerbacks just to get through practice in 11-on-11. So T. Denson, Corey Trice, Jamari Brown, Brandon Callaway, Ricky Smith, all cornerbacks who have been out for all or part of spring football. The safety spot, too, has not been immune to the injury. Of course, Marvin Grant's been out all spring, which has been a blow, too. They've at least had Cam Allen out there and Chris Jefferson all spring. Jalen Graham, who's now, I'm told, a safety, he's been out all spring as well with a rib injury. And then, of course, the wide receivers, Kyle. Probably four of your top receivers on the team have been out all spring. T.J. Sheffield, Mershon Rice, Brock Thompson, Abdur-Rahman Yassin. So as you can see, secondary wide receiving core in particular have really been banged up, and it's going to be really interesting to see how these guys get through the spring football game, I should say, with the players that are on their roster at those positions.
Hold on. I need to break out a couple of things that you said there. Purdue has backup quarterbacks playing cornerback.
Correct. That's how bad it's gotten. It's crazy, isn't it? I know. Even going through individual drills, you got to have some bodies out there, Kyle, just to get you practice for doing individual drills in 11-on-11. So hasn't been ideal at the cornerback spot in particular for the new coach, Ashton Yabody.
The other thing that got buried in there, and probably not intentionally so, Jalen Graham playing back at safety again after being a linebacker for a year and a half. Did I hear that correctly? What's the thought process on where Jalen Graham might end up then in the fall?
You are correct. We spoke to Dave Elson, the new linebackers coach, about a week or so ago, and I just asked about Jalen Graham, and he says, well, Jalen's not in my room. Jalen worked with Coach Ron English, who's the safeties coach and the guy who calls the defense. So we all know Jalen came to Purdue in 2019 as a safety, played there his first year, like you said, a matriculated linebacker. Honestly, Kyle, from the bit I can tell watching practice, he may be looking like maybe a 4-2-5 base defense. And then that safety spot is almost like a de facto linebacker from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was the strong side linebacker last year, the guy who supposedly plays in space. And, again, I semantically, yeah, he's a safety, but I think a lot of what he's going to be asked to do is going to be pretty similar to an outside linebacker. But technically, yes, he is a safety now and probably the best player on the defense, Kyle. Maybe the top pro prospect they have, too. Again, he hasn't played at all this spring. He hurt that rib in the bowl game against Tennessee, and Jeff Brown thought maybe he could get on the field after spring break. You know, 3 weeks later, it hasn't happened yet. I don't think it will. And, again, we really don't need to see Jalen Graham at this point. We know what he can do. He's special.
So maybe not as much a position change as a semantics change. I know a lot of teams are playing that 4-2-5. I think Indiana does, and they call that position, like, the bandit or something like that.
Yeah.
So sort of a rover who plays in the box and –
Yeah, and when they play a physical team like a Wisconsin wants to punch you in the nose, I think you're going to see a guy like Ben Cryle out there at strong side linebacker, a guy who can maybe anchor against the run a little bit more. So I think you've encapsulated it well and have a good understanding position and with Jalen Graham.
Is it any indication that Purdue feels better about its linebackers than maybe what we thought that it did?
I think they do. I think it's a solid core. Yeah, Jalen Alexander's gone. He was a solid player. He led you in tackles last year. But really, Kyle, they've got a lot of veteran personnel. I really think the front seven on defense is going to be a strength. The entire defense, I think, is going to be really good. That's funny to say that without George Karloftis, right, a first-round draft choice. But I tell you what, I think Mark Hagan's group up front on the line, I think they could legit go three deep. You know, Jack Sullivan, Lawrence Johnson, you know, Branson Dean, Kydra Jenkins, that could be your starting line. And you still have guys like DeMarge Lewis you can put at tackle. And you got you talked about Scotty Humphrey earlier at Leo as well. You have Prince Boyd, Suleiman Paka, and J.P. Dieter. I think the kid from Westside, Noah Amande, is going to play this year. A lot of great options there, deep rotation. And, again, linebackers too, Smisi Fakasiek and Kieran Douglas are both back. Don't forget about that. Fakasiecki was dressed for practice the other day. He's been very limited this spring. They don't want to get him hurt after he missed last year with that ankle injury. So those are two veterans for you. Again, I talked about alluded to some of the other personnel there, like Jacob Wahlberg. I think Clyde Washington, Kyle, is a guy that staff likes a lot as well, and Ben Quile. So there's some nice options at linebacker. For that front seven, like I said, the secondary too, and to get everybody healthy back there, I think they'd be pretty good.
Where's Yanni Karloftis fitting into things?
Yeah, he's a Leo, and that's another guy. You know, I'm not sure Yanni's going to play a real big role this year, to be honest with you. Yanni's got to get heavier. And another kid too, the true freshman, Joe Strickland, a four-star player from Brebeuf just down the road here, who's arrived early. Joe could get on the field a little bit, Kyle, but don't expect him to impact like Karloftis did in 2019 as a true freshman. But again, that's just yet another layer of talent for that unit. Don't forget, too, they got a kid coming in from Texas this summer, Nick Caraway, who really blew up late with an all-star game in San Antonio, got a four-star from Rivals. That's another kid that can play Leo or defensive end. He may be the best of all these young freshman defensive linemen. So there's a lot of potential, like I said, on that D-line. And as you know, you've watched football and covered it for a long time, Kyle. You know if you're good up front on either side of the ball, that side of the ball probably has a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah. So there has been, of course, a change. You know, Brad Lambert gone as the defensive play caller, co-defensive coordinator. Ron English steps up into more of a leadership role. Have you noticed any, you know, change in what Purdue is doing? I guess the 4-2-5 would be a fairly significant difference in approach for the Boilermakers. Anything else? I mean, it's probably hard to tell here in the spring when you're not calling plays and, you know, game planning and all of that. But anything else you've noticed from a defensive point of view, from a change in approach?
Not yet. I think what we saw last year from a philosophical standpoint is going to stay the same. I think, you know, Jeff Brohm really laid the template prior to 2021 on what he wanted from his defense. He wanted that same aggressive mindset that the offense has. They're going to attack. They're going to blitz. They're going to be aggressive. They want to try to make plays. And, I think that's going to continue. Now, from a personality standpoint, I will say this. While Brad Lambert was much more reserved, not quite as demonstrative or vocal on the practice field, Ron English is the opposite. He's a very vocal personality, very loud, and just a different coaching style, different personality. So, again, that's one just noticeable thing is the personality of the guys running the defense. But I will say this, Ron English, Kyle, brings a very impressive resume to Purdue, been a head coach and a coordinator at a lot of places, knows Jeff Brohm well, was here last year, of course, knows what they want. And I don't anticipate there's going to be, you know, much of a transition at all with Lambert gone and now English being the guy pushing the buttons.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break here on the podcast. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more offense, whether Purdue has enough skill players coming up in the fall for Aiden O'Connell to find out there to make this offense click again. We'll discuss that and much more coming up on Gold and Black Radio.
Experience unparalleled comfort, service, and cuisine at the Whitaker Inn. This Midwestern oasis is perfect for a relaxing staycation or weekend getaway. Escape from the ordinary at the Whitaker Inn. Designing and building since 1968, T&W has changed the way people think about construction. T&W's three-stage approach to designing and building is unmatched throughout the construction industry. Learn more about T&W's people, passion, and projects at twdesignbuild.com.
Often, things are worth more than they seem. For Purdue grad and NASA astronaut Jerry Ross, incredible value was found in the Purdue Alumni Visa. Not just because of the exclusive Purdue card designs, but for the unlimited cash back and out-of-this-world Visa benefits. Discover the official Purdue Alumni Visa credit card. Apply today at purduefed.com. Purdue Federal Credit Union. Belong where you have worth. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue athletics.
Kyle here with Tom talking some Purdue football. The spring game is on Saturday in Ross-Ade Stadium. Tom, does Purdue have enough guys, skill players in the fall? It doesn't seem like they have enough right now. But will they have enough in the fall for Aiden O'Connell to be able to make this offense work? No David Bell, no Jackson Anthrop, Milton Wright not around right now. Mershon Rice, who I think still has a lot of upside if he could just stay healthy. Not out there. A couple others injured. What do you say?
Yeah, you're right. Milton Wright was at practice Monday, not in full pads. Kyle was out there going through some drills. Stayed late, caught some passes from Aiden O'Connell, which was a good sign, I think. Milton's got what you can term an uphill climb, Kyle, to gain his academic eligibility. Of course, he missed the bowl game. Along with David Bell, not to get off on tangent, but I was thinking about that last night. The guys who didn't play in that bowl game at Purdue still won. It's incredible. But again, Milton Wright, we're probably not going to know about him until August, I'm guessing, if he's eligible or not. So sadly, it's going to be interesting. Like you said, with the attrition, I talked about the four top receivers who are out. Going to see a lot of Zion Steptoe, an early enrollee from Texas. You're going to see Preston Terrell, Indianapolis area kid, a redshirt freshman. I know the staff likes a lot, too. Keon Burks, Kyle, that's a guy to watch. Another redshirt freshman from Belleville, Michigan. A smaller slot receiver who they like. Of course, Tyrone Tracy, we talked about off the top of this segment. He's probably going to get his fair amount of share reps, too. So those probably will be your top receivers Saturday until we get to the fall when the walking wounded, if you will, get back on the field. So there's not going to be that super alpha like last year with David Bell. But as receivers coach Garrick McGee told us on Monday, a lot of very good receivers, too. He talked about Rice. We haven't talked about Brock Thompson, too, the Music City Bowl hero. He'll be back as well. You've seen who they like, too. So, again, maybe not that super elite guy, but there's going to be a lot of options for Aiden O'Connell to throw to and a lot of options to keep those defenses, keep the coordinator's head spinning a little bit, I think.
Tom, why can't Purdue get another running back through the transfer portal?
Believe me, they're frustrated, believe me. And it's a hard sell.
Why is it such a hard sell? I mean, is it because the perception that Purdue just drops back and throws 75 times a game? I mean, that's a perception more than a reality, I think. I mean, certainly Purdue wants to be able to throw the ball, but if you look at Jeff Brohm's offenses at Western, they also had a primary running back who I think if he didn't rush for 1,000 yards, he rushed for pretty darn close to it. So there is still, it seems like, that opportunity for a running back at Purdue. Just can't land one, it seems like.
They need to hire you as an assistant coach. That was a heck of a sales pitch there, buddy. But, yeah, they're still looking. They're going to keep looking. The staff knows after spring football finishes across the country here throughout the month of April, more guys are going to jump in the portal. And they're not going to panic. They're not going to panic buy, if you will. They want to get somebody who's going to be, I'm going to be honest, who can be an upgrade over King DeRue. Nothing against King DeRue, have a very solid back, but they'd like to get somebody, ideally, who's an upgrade. I'm sure they would take a peer of King DeRue's just to get a little more veteran depth there. To join Samson James, of course, and Dylan Downing, a couple freshmen coming in. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, Purdue's finished last in the Big Ten of rushing the last 3 years. And, again, like you said, perception's reality, Kyle. I mean, this is an offense that's perceived to be a very quarterback pass-oriented, which for the most part it is, right? Sometimes I think maybe Purdue should just try to recruit receivers and then switch a couple of them to running back, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought about making Tyrone Tracy a full-time running back. They're not going to do that. But just an idea like that, Kyle, instead of banging their head against the wall and keep being, always being told no, why not just sign guys in, try to move them to running back? Quicker guys who can play in space as well. So, again, I think it's a point of frustration, but the staff plows forward trying to get somebody back there to help out the core they have at running back as it is.
Yeah. All right, so what's the one big thing that you're watching, aside from, just hoping no one of real significance gets injured or anything like that, which has happened in spring games, unfortunately. But what's your one big thing that you're watching for on Saturday?
Yeah, that may be the biggest thing right there. You're right. Get through that thing healthy. I'm going to say the offensive line. Surprise, surprise, right? An age-old issue at Purdue. It still is a persistent issue as we head towards Saturday's spring game, the sixth of Jeff Rom's tenure, Kyle. Players are out. Of course, Eric Miller, a likely starting tackle. He's been out all spring with a shoulder. They've had a couple constants, in Gus Hartwig and Spencer Holstich. But again, a lot of young guys and not much veteran depth. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I know they like the two redshirt freshmen a lot, Musa and Bo. They've been playing tackle all spring. Bo did not practice yesterday, though, Kyle. I'm not sure what's wrong with him. But, again, watch those two young linemen, 64 and 63. They like those guys a lot, and one of them could end up being a starter, I think. So can the line, get some push in the ground game? I think everybody's going to be watching that Saturday and just generally protect the quarterbacks. So I think that, again, that old line is going to be something I'm watching closely Saturday.
Yeah. All right, Tom, thanks for filling us in. Have a good week. We'll see you Saturday.
Take care, buddy. Be good.
All right, that'll do it for the podcast. Let's take one more break. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on this one. You're listening to Golden Black Radio.
It's time to boiler up and join the Bronze Squad by gearing up with the best selection of Purdue apparel in stock only at Follett's. Visit the Black and Gold Mine store across from Mackey or Follett's Purdue West on State Street for the best game day apparel from Nike, Columbia, Champion, Cutter and Buck, and more. Shop Follett's late on game day weekends. Follett's has been your Purdue game day stop since 1945. If you can't make it to the game, shop online at FollettsPurdue.com.
On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill, industrial and classic. The restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chopped salads, burgers, fresh fish and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. A warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer, inspired cocktails, and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event at the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill in downtown Lafayette, welcome to our table.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics.
Much more on the site previewing that spring football game. Be sure to visit goldandblack.com for the latest from Tom. All right, that'll do it for our podcast for this week. Thanks to our sponsors, as always. And for Tom Dienhart, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Golden Black Radio.